What's up, everyone? This is Little Apostate, and today I kind of want to get just a tiny bit anecdotal. Well, not tiny bit, actually a lot anecdotal. So I apologize in advance. I want to start with a quote. Nietzsche. In loneliness, the lonely one eats himself. In a crowd, the many eat him. Now choose. So, I've been, I guess, you know, incredibly lonely in terms of, I've been physically alone for a while now. The most alone I've ever been in my life. I was in relationships for 8 years. This is my first time being so single that I'm just so single. But, and I kind of like it. And I kind of like this loneliness. But I'm going to explain why, because I think there's so many people out there who are feeling the same pain of loneliness because of their ideological kind of isolation from this mass way of thinking by the crowd, and the one that's accepted, and versus their thoughts that are not accepted. And I wanted to, you know, talk a little bit about when something like a switch went off in my brain that kind of made me stop wanting the approval of others. And, you know, I had, in my Why I Left the Left, I had discussed why I started to speak up, but, and what kind of started to red pill me, I guess. I hate that term, but when I was at my old job, I had quit shortly after, partially because of this. I went for a walk with my friend. This was in 2019. Maybe fall 2019, I don't know. But I was walking with my friend. We used to go for walks around the building. And I was telling him, we were discussing politics, and I was telling him, you know, I trusted him. So I said, you know, I think I'm going to vote for Trump. And, you know, my reasoning being that despite the fact that I think, in a way, Trump did deepen this divide. I mean, I don't think in a way, I think he definitely did. But I felt that the right thing to do was to vote for him because I am vehemently anti-identity politics, and I didn't want that becoming accepted. And I knew that if Biden got elected, it would become accepted, which we are seeing right now, of course. And I had told him. So then we go back to our desks, and I got up to go get myself some tea, or some actually hot water. I drink hot water. It's a weird thing that I do. But when I was coming back, he had his back turned to me. He couldn't see me. And he was as if he were on a stage, and everyone on my team, so like 10 people, were all turned to face him. And their eyes all kind of like shot up when they saw me. And he finished his sentence and he used my name and he said, "Yeah, she's voting for Trump." And I just stood there and I could feel this, like the blood rushing to my face and like the sweat, the fear, the, you know, and all I could say in that moment was, and I've kind of am ashamed that I said this, but I just felt like I had no other option, and I just said, "No, I'm not." And then I said, "I don't know yet." And then I sat down and everyone just kind of went about their business, but I could feel the energy had changed. And until I quit, which was probably a few months later, I felt completely alone at that company. I mean, there was an AOC poster next to my desk, RBG. They had a wall of women, and none of them were thinkers that diverged from the accepted political opinion that my company held, or that the people at my company held. And I felt very, very alone. But that was kind of when I wanted to start being more just unapologetically myself, because I was finding that it was more painful to sit there and be alone in a room full of people than it was to be just alone. And through quarantine, I mean, it's been hard, you know, like to see, I had mentioned my friend that people were calling my friends and asking them how they could associate with me. And, you know, that all was hard to deal with. I mean, there was one day where I was bawling my eyes out on my ex-boyfriend's couch because people were calling me racist, and I was heartbroken that my benign opinions were so, so disturbing to other people. And it was like, I was shaking. I haven't cried that hard. I mean, I guess I cried pretty hard when me and my ex broke up, but I haven't cried that hard in a long time. And it was something that I'd gotten used to kind of being decently liked at that point. And then I was hated. And it was so, so strange. And now during quarantine, to have all of my friends kind of forget about me or decide that I'm not worth kind of reaching out to anymore. Like you feel this big gap between you and the people you thought were your old friends, were your friends. And it does feel very alone. And you feel this loss of love that you used to feel, loss of laughter, loss of so much. But something that I've realized where I've realized I can replace those feelings of connection with human beings. And maybe this is stupid or crazy, but I can replace it with other things in my loneliness. Like every morning I wake up at 4:30. And I've become addicted to doing this because it feels so good. And in my head, I relate this feeling that I get from what I'm going to tell you. I relate it to the love I felt from my ex-boyfriend when we would sit around and talk about philosophers or ideas. Just that kind of like tickling sensation of just like my brain was on fire. And I loved that. And then there was one time I was sitting at my mom's counter, and I'll never forget. I was sitting at my mom's kitchen counter, and I felt like the world was crashing down around me. I think, you know, I was confused. I didn't know where to go with my job or my life. And my mom walked up behind me, and she just picked my hair up and then just let it fall. And then she did it again and again. And that, like, sensation of just someone's love, so strong, so powerful. I found that I get that same feeling when I'm doing something as simple as getting to the beach. So wake up, I'll wake up at 4:30. I'll go to the gym for an hour to an hour and a half to 2 hours. And I always make sure that by the time I'm getting back from the gym, I take the long way back from the gym, and I watch as the sun is start as the sky starts to lighten up. And I know the sun is about to rise. And I drive to the beach. And I put in my headphones and I walk down to this cliff on the beach. And the cliff, it's tiny, but it has this, it faces where the sun rises. And I climb down to the bottom of the cliff and I sit there. And as the sun rises, I just listen to my music and it's euphoric. And I feel that same sensation of my ex reading me some philosopher or my mom playing with my hair. And it's just the sun. And being so alone in every day, but having that love, greeting every morning with that kind of love has been life-changing for me. It's changed my whole attitude about being alone. And I just think that's so important because in loneliness, like Nietzsche said, you can eat yourself, but in a crowd, you can get eaten. And I would rather be figuring myself out, becoming better, doing the things I've done, like starting this, then I'd rather be doing that than I would be than doing being in a room full of people where they don't like me for who I am. And I just think that's a really important thing to remember for anyone who's been kind of isolated extra because of the way they think. Coronavirus, all of this hasn't been easy for any of us mentally. I think psychologically, it's pushed a lot of people into that group mentality even further. And it's pushed a lot of people like me and you into these isolated pods. And it's sad. But it also isn't. I mean, as much as I want the world to open up and I want small businesses to be operating at full capacity. I want things to go. I want people to be able to work. I also do cherish this time that I've been given to realize that I can find love from something as simple as the sun. But yeah, I guess I'll just leave you guys with that. Sorry that I didn't touch on any current events or anything or make you guys smarter, but I think it's important. So, thank you. And if you like this, if you want to see more of me talking to myself, like, subscribe, whatever. Thank you.